Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seeds, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Also, they're going to have a giant corn ball out there. Not pickleball, cornball. They're gonna have pickleball courts set up out there, and me and Jake know they can probably have 40,
maybe more.
It's gonna be 40.
Yeah,
at Beck's.
At Goner, and so Trevor's gonna set it up like that. So when you get your seed right there, you come out there and play a little pickleball.
Get some exercise in.
So he's gonna set up 40 pickleball courts, and they're gonna have quite a little round robin.
40 pickleball courts
at Goner.
It's a massive space.
It's incredible.
There's not 40 pickleball courts in the city of Lincoln.
Yeah. That's why he's helping out. Mm-hmm. That's why you get out to Goner and get a chance to talk to Trevor, talk about Sonny with what he's doing with Indiana and their football program.
Sig.
Like that. Talk about Cignetti. There might be a chance that Cignetti might come out to Goner in the off season.
Really?
Yeah, Sonny's gonna come.
He's going to be highly sought after, Cignetti.
Imagine Cignetti.
Oh, he's playing pickleball.
I don't even know where it's even at this year. The National Coaches Convention, if Cignetti's talking. Imagine that. It would be, they'd have to part the ways he came through. It would be like, step back. He's coming through. Imagine him coming through. Odd.
It's the power right there.
Yeah, he's got some power.
Anyway,
he's got some power.
Anyway, they're getting set up out there. Next week will be cornball.
Cornball.
Instead of pickleball.
Okay. Cornball.
Cornball.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
Well, yeah. They're busy people. By the way, thank you, Beck's Hybrids. But from the Texas Casanova on the text line,
yes.
Says, can I get a birthday shout out for my 5-year-old girl, Everly Jade? Happy birthday, Everly.
Yes, happy birthday.
God, thank you for being a friend.
It's going to be a great day for Everly.
Yes, the Texas Casanova. Yes.
He's got a daughter named Everly Jade.
Yeah.
Jade?
Everly Jade. Yes. Correct.
Beef Taco, if you're there.
Now, where's Beef Taco?
I'd like to see Beef Taco chime in.
Where's my cousin? Where's cousin at?
Yeah. Dave Dipple.
Dipple has not been around for a while.
He hasn't stopped by. He hasn't been texting in. Where are you at, Dip?
Just tell us you're all right.
Mark yourself safe.
We need to know, Dipple. Come on.
Where are you, Dipple?
Yes.
I saw a stat yesterday. Now, we brought this up, I think, briefly on Monday, but I want to bring up the comparison.
Interesting.
Okay. We have made fun, rightfully so, of Iowa's offense for years. They don't score points. Deacon Hill was a linebacker playing quarterback. Now he's at Utah Tech.
How's he doing? We need to get the stats.
I don't think his stats are very good. I think his accuracy is still not very good there.
You talk, I'll get
this. Okay. Well, we know Iowa scored 40-plus points 3 times this year. Yeah. That's a big kudos to the new OC, Tim Lester. Now, here's a comparison. Caleb Johnson has had a phenomenal year. 20 touchdowns
20.
Running the ball. Iowa scored 22 total touchdowns last season.
22 for the season.
Yeah.
He's got 20 this year.
By himself.
By himself.
They had 22 for the entire season. They still have 3 games to go. He's got 20 by himself.
So he will break that record. He will break what they did last year.
That also stands out because by himself, he has scored more touchdowns than these schools. Kentucky has 19 total. Northwestern has 19. Michigan State has 18. Houston and UCLA have like 6 or 17, and I think somebody else has 14. I mistyped here, but somebody else has 14 touchdowns this year. Caleb Johnson by himself has more touchdowns than several programs have. And Iowa!
That's amazing. That's coaching. They changed coordinators, and obviously that had an impact, right? It had to.
Oh, it did. It had an impact.
It had to have an impact.
And then also this, this quarterback play has been still subpar, very subpar, but better. But it's much better. Subpar when you compare it to the rest of the country, not subpar when you compare it to last year's quarterback play.
Yeah, they, much they, better.
They've went right through the roof with it.
God dang. Now, it's a bit...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. I have great respect for Kirk Ferentz, but it's a bit of an indictment on him that he held his son too long.
Well, we said it here on air. I think it's difficult for him to imagine all of a sudden that to be like, all of a sudden, when things are going great, all of a sudden it's like, why didn't you do this earlier?
Well, I think
why did this not happen earlier? Then, and so it's hard on him. It's like, hey, we're doing great. And it'd be even harder. Like,
oh, good point. Every, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Every Sunday, he's got to probably talk to his son on the phone, just checking, hey, what are you guys, what's going on? What are you up to at that? And I can't imagine him saying like, whew, we're rolling on offense. I'll tell you that. We got that going. Imagine that. I mean, that's hard.
No, it's not easy.
That's a incredibly hard conversation to have.
And so, it is even, one second, Jake, even if you're, it's not your son. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys build relationships. You see it time and time again where head coaches drag their feet on making moves that should probably have been made earlier.
Yeah, and then they made them, and obviously it's worked out very well.
Somebody asked me on text on how many Jake. Touchdowns has Nebraska scored. I got 27 for Nebraska. So 27. Caleb Johnson, 20. Nebraska,
it's 27. Not good. Nebraska's not scoring enough.
So the hard part there is that out of 130-some schools, UCLA is like 130th in touchdowns scored.
Yeah.
If they've only got what?
They're at the very end.
They're at the very bottom. There's some place at the very bottom on touchdowns.
I think one school is behind them. That's it.
Oh, that's it. One school in touchdowns behind them.
Yeah,
that's,
they're 132nd in touchdowns.
They'll keep getting better, though. We'll see what game looks like against Iowa. What a game on Friday of
incredible
interest.
Game.
Of interest.
Would you be shocked if UCLA beat them?
No.
No, I wouldn't be either.
No.
In no way would I be shocked. Now, and because the one thing they have poor pass defense. Really good rush defense. So they match up with Iowa.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Iowa's got to fly out there. And oh, by the way, they're flying out there for a Friday game. Not a Saturday game. So
disruptive.
Iowa's a 6.5-point favorite on the road tomorrow night. 8 p.m. kickoff on Fox.
I mean, borderline, that's like Joe Erotic.
In what regard?
just that was must watch TV.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah,
Joe Exotic.
Yes,
Deacon Hill.
Exotic, right?
Yeah, he's lost his job.
He's not even starting.
he's
the left tackle is no longer playing quarterback.
He's playing left tackle now.
Yeah. On the season.
Look at Jake. Jake's so happy.
On the season.
Deacon Hill's now playing left guard.
Please tell me he's on the offensive
line. Well, first of all, Utah Tech is 1-9. Second of all, his numbers are just 36 for 75 passing, so 75 attempts, 48%.
So he's below 50%.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Is he on the O-line?
Two touchdowns, one pick. It shows him.
That was the starting quarterback.
They won 10 games last year.
They won 10 games with it. That's... Talk about coaching.
Kirk Ferentz is incredible.
That's the most incredible thing I've ever
heard. Right.
They won 10 games with that as your quarterback. He threw for under 50% of the year.
He didn't.
Anything under like 65 is like you can't win.
He's at 48. And they benched him after four games. They benched him after four games. And Iowa won 10 with him.
They won 10 games. Mm. They won 10. Good.
And also, that's coaching, and it's not. And it's kind of an indictment, and it's kind of praise.
I don't know what it is.
Somewhere in between.
But also, let's not forget that they also returned a punt for a touchdown against Minnesota. They got called back for the
11.
They almost won 11.
I mean,
incredible.
Insanity.
It is insanity.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's high tea.
Oh, boy.
Tea. Song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.